This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution by 50 to 52% by 2030. As he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told 40 world leaders the science is undeniable. Climate change threatens everyone, and they must act now.
The cost of inaction keeps mounting.
He's pledging to cut American fossil fuel emissions in half by decade's end, which will need by far the most ambitious U.S. climate effort ever. In Beijing,
China looks forward to working with the international community, including the United States.
And Moscow.
Russia is genuinely interested in galvanizing international cooperation.
Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin said through interpreters they're on board to fight climate change, with neither mentioning their own sharp rivalries with the U.S. or making specific pledges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
India remains in the grip of a severe coronavirus surge. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
India has reported a global record of more than 314,000 new infections as a grim coronavirus surge in the world's second most populous country sends more and more sick people into a fragile healthcare system, critically short of hospital beds and oxygen. The vast majority of infections added in the past 24-hour period raises India's total past 15.9 million cases since the pandemic began, second to the US. The nation's health ministry says fatalities have risen by over 2,000 in the past 24 hours, raising India's overall death toll to well over 180,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has said that Russia will begin on Friday returning troops from military drills near Ukraine that have exacerbated tensions with the West. Shoigu made the remarks after flying by helicopter over areas where the troops and military equipment are deployed and checking the readiness of naval and ground forces. The concentration of forces in Crimea, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014, is part of a much bigger deployment of Russian troops. The EU's top diplomat said Monday that Russia has massed some 100,000 troops near the border. Officials in Pakistan said Thursday the death toll had risen to at least five from an overnight suicide car bombing at a luxury hotel in Quetta, which apparently targeted visiting Chinese diplomats. The powerful explosion ripped through the parking lot of the Serena Hotel, injuring at least 13 people, some of them critically. Security sources said the bomber detonated the vehicle-borne explosives just before China's ambassador to Pakistan was due to arrive back at the hotel from a dinner party elsewhere in the city. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group claimed responsibility for the bombing. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing Thursday that Beijing strongly condemns the bombing and extended sympathies to the victims. The Israeli military said Thursday that a Syrian missile that reached deep into Israeli territory and set off air raid sirens near the country's top-secret nuclear reactor was the result of a misfire and not a deliberate attack. The Army's chief spokesman, Brigadier General Hidai Zilberman, was quoted as telling military correspondents the Israeli Air Force was already operating in Syrian airspace when the anti-aircraft missile was fired. He said the projectile, identified as a Russian-made SA-5 missile, missed its target and then exploded in southern Israel. The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid has dropped to a new pandemic low. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department says the number of unemployment applications dropped to 547,000 last week. That's the fewest since the pandemic struck, down from 586,000 the week before, which had been the previous low. The latest decline is an encouraging sign that layoffs are slowing as a result of an improving job market. The number of people continuing to collect unemployment benefits increased to about 17.5 million in early April, up roughly 500,000 from the week before. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.